Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Violence in the world. What does a senior figure do if there's violence in the world? You go to a Phillies game. That's what you do. I welcome Jim McTague, reporting on Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State. And the Philadelphia Phillies are only one of two teams in the state that play Major League Baseball, the other being the Pittsburgh Pirates. But we're going to a Phillies game because it turns out Mr. McTague and I both attended Phillies games when we were lads. Connie Mack Stadium, which was, well, compared to modern stadiums, a bandbox. You sat behind a pillar or you didn't, and it always had that aroma of a cigar from last year. However, Jim, a very good evening to you. Let us not start with Connie Mack. Let us start with the stadium you attended. You went to see the Phillies, who have a good team again, I think. And the experience was, compare and contrast with your time at playing, watching the Denver Rockies recently. Good evening to you, Jim.
Hi, good evening, John. You know, both the stadiums are wonderful. The Phillies fans are more enthusiastic than the Rockies fans because the Rockies have a losing team. The stadium is compact. It is loaded with concessions, which led me to the conclusion that Citizens Bank Park, the Philly Stadium, has much in common with a modern hospital. You can't find healthy food anywhere. I mean, the concessions, they have submarine sandwiches that are as big as submarines. They have pizza. They have every artery-clogging food you can think of. I'm trying to lose weight, so I was looking for a salad. And the only green I saw in the whole stadium was on the field. The crowd was well-behaved. There were about 42,000 fans there. The Phillies disappointed that night. They lost against the Cubs. They beat them the following day. But most of the fans, not all, but most of the fans stayed to the end of the game, even though it looked hopeless for the Phillies. It's a very enthusiastic crowd, and they're proud. They love their team. The team has wonderful characters, as did the team in 1963, the last time I had seen a Phillies home game at Connie Mack Stadium, which was largely composed of wood. You remember it burned to the ground.
Yes.
And when I was there, the crowd was 12,000 people, not 42,000. The pitcher was Ryan Duren, who was a known drunk, who was virtually blind, who had a fastball that they estimate in these pre-radar days was 100 miles an hour, and who frightened the other teams to death because he was wild. And I saw him strike out Willie Mays, which was amazing. The previous batter, he threw a ball so fast he hit the catcher, Clay Dalrymple, in the throat. Dalrymple went down on his knees. We all thought he would die. 15 minutes later, Dalrymple was catching again. So Ryan Duren throws a 100-mile-an-hour fastball past Willie Mays knee-high. He throws the next ball 100 miles an hour. Mays swings with all his might. He's late. On the third pitch, Duren throws the best changeup I've ever seen in my life. It must have been 20 miles an hour. Willie Mays swung before the ball was out of his hand. He swung so hard his helmet came off. The helmet caught the tip of the bat. It went down. He hit it down the third baseline. Tony Taylor, the third baseman, caught the helmet, ran up and tagged Willie Mays out with the helmet. And so that's a piece of baseball lore you won't find in any of the record books. I hope my memory is accurate, but it was impressed on my mind like a vivid photograph.
Well, I saw the game in 64. Tony Taylor had moved to second base. And I saw it with Johnny Callison in center field.
That sounds familiar.
And they had Chris Short and Jim Bunning on the team that year. And they came within the last 10 games of winning the pennant. And then they lost game after game after game, including one of the Cincinnati Reds, who won the pennant that year. 0-0 in the bottom of the something, or the top of the something, and the Reds won the game by stealing home. Have you ever seen anyone steal home, Jim?
I have, in Little League, but not in the major leagues. So it was, I remember that season. It's the greatest meltdown in baseball history.
Yeah, apparently when two guys from Philly get together, as we are right now, they eventually talk about the 1964 Phillies and Gene Mauch, the coach that year.
Yes, curses on Gene Mauch.
So now we go to your comparison to the Denver Rockies. Was the food equally challenging in Denver?
They had the hot dogs and the hoagies, but they just don't. You know, Philadelphia has a tradition, an Italian tradition. A city without Italians is not a real city. At one time in the 60s, Philadelphia had the largest concentration of Italians outside of Rome. So you still have this tradition of Italian-inspired sandwiches and pizza. And even the barbecue has an Italian twist to it. So I say the food at the Philadelphia Stadium, if you're not on a diet like I am, is probably the tastiest, heartiest food you'll find in any major league stadium.
And now for the economy. Jim, we're looking for the recession. It's as if we've lost it and we're looking under light lamps because we can see, but we can't see out there in the darkness. Did you see the recession anywhere in Philadelphia?
No, I was talking to the beer vendor. You know, I interview people about the economy wherever I go. He was telling me he's having a really good year. It's as good as it was a year ago. And I hear that from most of the retailers and vendors I talk to across the state. It's gotten better than it was in the first quarter, and it's equal to what it was last year. It's not better, but it's not worse, so they're happy.
Back to Lancaster County. Tourism. Are the tourists there?
Oh, they are. When I came back from the Phillies game, I came up Route 30, the back way, and it takes you through the tourist district of Lancaster past a little amusement park called Dutch Wonderland. And there are all kinds of hotels and motels out there. At 11 o'clock at night, as I'm coming through, the lots were pretty much full. So the tourists are back. And that's good news because the heavy rains had kept them away.
And downtown at Costco, is the foot traffic heavy again? Are they buying extravagantly or are they being careful?
The foot traffic is heavy. The lot was full. The shoppers are still tight-fisted, but moderately less tight-fisted than, say, a month ago. So I see a little, I see some impulse buying among the necessities. So the people... People are not stuffing their basket to the brim, but they are buying. And it's an expensive store. Prices have crept up. It doesn't show up in the inflation figures, but it shows up on your receipt when you leave Costco. I got about five items today, and my bill came to $150. I was like, whoa.
Apparently $150 is the minimum if you go shopping for food these days. And finally, the recession. You see it somewhere in the third quarter of this year was the last time I checked in. Any change?
I have no evidence. I still think that the consumer, the war could raise gas prices. Gas prices have come way down here, so that helps consumers, but they could go up.
Okay.
Local taxes are going up.
Local taxes are going up, but gas prices would be determinative. Jim McTague, former Washington Netter, Barron's Magazine, now going to Phillies games again. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.